Okay. So next is one of the nuns. From the middle of one of the pews, there's a nun. She kind of stands up. And she looks like she's got a second wind, or she's, you know, found some courage somewhere. And she's holding the cross from her neck. And she's holding it at this, whatever this is. Get back. Stop what you're doing. And Kate, in a flash, her head is like whipped over to look at the nun. It didn't even look like it moved. Just 1 second she was looking this way, and the next she's looking at the nun. And then in another flash, she's crossed the room. She's right in front of this woman, knocks the cross away from her hand, and reaches her hand, and her hand almost, this is crazy, but it looks like it passes into the woman's chest. And then the lights go out of her eyes, and she falls limp. A battle cry comes from the entrance to the chapel. Gregor's sword is up, and he's charging across the room.
This is not looking good.
Your turn.
Okay, Cynthia remains at the pulpit, I guess. And she cries out, "Kate, I release you."
Cool. Roll one dice.
8.
So, Kate, she's just looked over at Gregor, and it's like she's about to move, and then she hears your voice, and it's like she freezes, and her head like snaps to look directly at you, and you see something dark in her eyes, something of pain and anger and hate. Something that is torment, that is known pain, that's been coiled up for years, decades, centuries maybe. It looks like Kate, but you know with every fiber of your being it is not. Could not be. Not that innocent girl. This is something else. Gregor charges across the room and brings his sword down. Sword connects, and bites into her, and it cuts her, but it doesn't appear that she bleeds, and it makes her stagger back a bit. Gregor yells and like brings the sword back to swing again. It's your turn.
I rush up behind her and douse her in holy water.
Okay. Make, let's see, so for this attack roll, I'd say you can roll dex plus either weaponry or athletics.
Okay, let's go with athletics. And I'll use one of those willpower points. And I'll make it an all-out attack.
Okay.
I guess it's sort of like a hit or miss thing, but Maybe it's not.
You need to subtract.
Oh yeah, her defense.
Yeah. Multiple attackers. Subtract two.
Really? That's it?
She's kind of behind her. I'm not sure. But there's a multiple attacker roll. Subtract two.
One success.
Okay. So you dump the holy water on her. It doesn't seem like she even notices. And Gregor, he's got his sword up. You know, he's ready to break it down. But she goes first. And like with a flicker, she moves to him and just knocks him back. Everything flies. Gregor flies across the room. The sword flies way up in the air, actually. It crashes through part of one of the other stained glass windows, knocking like a hole in it. And Gregor's all the way across the room, limp on one of the pews. Don't know if he's dead or unconscious or who knows what. And then the flicker, she turns and she's looking at you now. And that's when you see out of the corner of your eye the doors to the chapel slam shut. What do you do?
How close is that cross that the priest dropped when he died?
You could get to it.
Okay. I leap past this creature and slide along the grounds. Been playing a lot of softball. And I grab the cross and begin saying what I heard the priest saying. I know Latin, incidentally.
Hmm.
Multilingual, one of the two languages.
There you go.
And say it with as much conviction as my young Catholic heart can muster.
Got it. So you see kind of like a very dark and evil smile come across her face as you do this. And you know, you got the cross, you're saying, you know, Namaste, Expatria, you know, things. And and then you notice it's like things slow down for a second. The clouds outside must have parted. The moonlight comes down, and the small piece of the stained glass where Gregor's sword crashed through, now there's a beam of moonlight shining right in through it, and it lands right on the statue of the Virgin Mary. And the emblem of her around your neck feels hot, like it's you can feel warmth from it, and the words just coming out of your mouth, all of a sudden they're not the words you remember the priest saying, they're other words. And you live your whole life, you'll never remember what they were. But when the ghost, or whatever this is, flickers across the room, instead of hitting you, she stops right in front of you. Like she can't get to you. And you see her bring her hands up and bring them down with claws and push, and it's like there's a barrier, something between you and her. And she tries to go around you. Back where Brianna is. And she cannot pass. And eventually she starts just slamming her hands against whatever it is. And fades out.
Cynthia drops the cross.
Oh. And she fades out, and all of a sudden you're more tired than you've ever been in your entire life. Maybe that's where we stop.
Okay.